There's no need for you to keep me company. Why? I'm sure you have better things to do. I'll be fine on my own. You can leave. Almost everybody does at some point. Well, whatever. Suit yourself then. Talk? What do you want to talk about? Yeah, I'm sure this place serves nice coffee. You don't need to buy me a cup to prove that. I don't want a drink. Why must I? If you feel pity for me, then... Do not interrupt me. I can't. You're sorry. Why did he leave then? I don't need your pity. I don't need your kindness. It stings like acid. I don't need you or your shitty coffee. I don't need anyone. Just leave. Please. Why are you still here? Why wouldn't you? Because you're going to get hurt if you don't walk away. I say awful things, and that's when I'm in a good mood. I'm a bitch. Only because I choose to be? Well, aren't you Sigmund fucking Freud? Whatever. I don't like the sound of people's voices. I don't like the way their eyes look at me. All their hushed whispers and sad condolences. I hate them. I hate everything around me. Don't make me laugh. Hate them together. I don't think so. You are capable of hating anyone. No, you're not gonna try. Look, I get it. You have a crush on me. And I don't mind your simping. But now's not really a great time. No? I'm sorry, then. I must have assumed wrong. Your face is getting a little red. You okay? Allergies? At this time of the year? God, you're such a freaking weirdo. Fine, I'll drink your stupid coffee if it helps you feel better. Yeah, it's trash. Sorry. But your face is back to normal, so that's something, I guess. What? I'm incapable of sugarcoating stuff. Their coffee sucks ass, and you know it. Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna come around. This is the longest we've talked all year, and you think you already know me? Yeah, okay, I don't do feelings very well. We'll see. Let me know when you're leaving. It's raining outside and I still have your umbrella. You're not walking me home. I just watched them bury my mother. I don't suppose you'll listen to a girl in grieving who'd much rather go home alone. I'm stuck with a knight in shining armor. Well, oversized flannel shirt. You're kind of scrawny for a knight. I'm fine. You didn't need to come with me to our funeral. No one else from our class did. Why'd you come anyway? So I wouldn't catch a cold? Huh, how lovely. You know, I could tell your arms were hurting from holding an umbrella over my head the entire time, right? No, I saw. And my eyes weren't fucking blurry, okay? That was because of the rain. Dummy, you did a poor job holding the fucking umbrella. I'm fine. Stop asking me that. It doesn't matter. I'm a Cosa Veneto. My family raised me to be numb to these things. Being hurt, happy, pleased, whatever. There's no point in shedding tears over what's gone. You have no idea what you're talking about. I'm going to run the family's business one day. I can't let myself feel the same things everyone else around me does. I wouldn't survive. It's not okay to cry for someone that I've just lost. Why? What's the point? What do tears bring? They only prevent me from seeing what's in front of me. Why is that necessary? What? Hold on a second. So I... Can you say that again? Look at the times I shared with her instead. Are you serious? You are so... Nothing. Your eyes... They just... looked a little different when you said that. Not like other people's. No. Maybe this coffee isn't completely hopeless. It does get my mind off of things. Get that fucking expression off your face. Don't look so fucking smug. I still haven't come around. It'll take me a few more visits to this shitty cafe to be sure. Again, next week. I really walked into that one, didn't I? Fine. I'll come here with you again. It's not like I have anyone else to bring with me. You know, Dad didn't come to Mom's funeral. Not even for a second. Wonder what kept him. He's not exactly the type to feel pain. That's not it. Some days I wonder if there's anything human left in him. I wonder if one day I'll become like him too. Huh. I won't. And how do you know that? You'll fix me? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This some weird fantasy of yours? What do you got some kind of savior complex? Jesus Christ. No. I'm not offended. I really should be, but fix me? Huh? Hey. No need to get all shy. I'm only taking a closer look at you. You remind me of a small animal. Small and timid and vulnerable. But also feisty. And cute. Something I'd want to pick up and protect. Something I'd want to adopt. I think I might like you, Rabbit. You're moving a lot in your sleep. There's something in your eyes. Are you having a nightmare, little bunny? What? Is there something on my face? Staring at me like you've seen a ghost. I look beautiful. How charming. Thank you, pet. You used to tell me that all the time when we were together. Why am I shirtless? I don't know. Do you not remember what we were doing before you fell asleep? And there you go, being all blushy. So adorable. I missed you, you know? That's all you have to say? You're feeling cold? I mean, I guess you have a point. The basement is kind of cold. I'll have to get you some more blankets. But for now, let me warm you up. Rubbing gentle circles on your back as I pull you in close and whisper in your ear here. Good boy. I'm sorry for leaving you all alone again. It's torturous for me too, not being able to see you. Let you out of your chains. Now, why would I do that? Oh, silly. You can still wrap your arms around me. My precious little pet. Whatever am I gonna do with you? For the last time, no. As much as I would like that, I'm not releasing you just yet. I still haven't forgotten or forgiven you for running away. I know, darling. I know. I'm sorry, too. But you broke. My heart. I've had to spend so many nights like this, unable to hold the person I love most in the world. You think this is... What? This isn't wrong. Keeping you prisoner in my mansion? Why do you think it's wrong? What's so wrong about wanting to come home every night to the boy who makes me happy?
so wrong about wanting to snuggle up to the boy who makes me smile whenever I look at him. What's so wrong about wanting to keep what belongs to me? I'll let you out eventually.
Someday.
If you behave, you can walk in the sunlight again. See your family.
We can even hold hands while we sit in that cafe with that dog shit water coffee you like so much. That'd be nice.
No, Rabbit. Don't cry. Please? Hush. No more tears. Let me wipe those away. I absolutely hate seeing you that way.
I won't ever give you a reason to cry.
I'll shelter you from the world. I'll take care of you.
I'll give you all the praise and affection you deserve. And all my attention, which you seem to crave so much.
I'll keep you safe and happy. You're my everything.
Quiet. I already told you. You're not getting out of here until I give you permission. I don't want to hear any more of this.
Pet, stop resisting me. You know how we get sometimes,
don't you? I wasn't like this before. But after you chose to betray my trust, to run away, something inside me just snapped. I surprise even myself these days. You don't have to be scared.
Oh, no. I love you, remember? And I absolutely hate having to punish you. It's just... sometimes this monster, which isn't me, takes over. This monster, which you made.
And then I... just listen to me,
okay? Just obey my instructions. You were so good at doing that earlier.
Good boy.
See?
I'm not so scary when you're willing to give me a chance, am I? That's right. I can be nice to you. I can be soft and gentle and soothing when I feel like it, when you deserve it. You certainly do, sweetheart. That collar looks so lovely on you. Do you remember I got it for your birthday when we were together? It makes me so happy to see my name engraved on your collar. I bet you didn't expect to have to wear it again when you ran away from me. Did you?
What's that?
Or was I tonight? Oh, just business. You know how it is.
Are you sure you want to know that? If I killed someone? Just a few assholes. They went against me. They knew what they were getting into. They thought that, unlike my father, I'd show them mercy. That I wouldn't be quite as ruthless. And maybe because I'm a woman? Anyways, yeah, I killed them. One of them begged me to spare his life because he had a family. Oh. He should have thought of that before stealing from me. I put a bullet between his eyes. I watched the fear fade into lifelessness. And I didn't feel a thing. Yet, it was just business. Don't look at me like that. I don't regret what I did. I don't lose any sleep over the lives I've taken. Their corpses do not haunt my dreams. My life will be bright and happy and full of sunshine and rainbows. As long as I have you. I didn't get to where I am by being nice. You know? You, my darling, you have enough good in you for the two of us. And so, I'll carry enough darkness in me for the both of us. You can... Oh, but Pet, you can't fix what's not broken. No, I'm not broken. You are. Stop. I do not need fixing. I've made my peace with what I've become. No, I don't fucking remember any promise you made me. I said, shut up. God, you just... I think I'm having a headache. I need to take care of something. I'll be back in a while. Get some sleep. I'll bring you some more blankets when I come back. I never did return your umbrella, did I? It's too late for me. I can't be fixed. I'm sorry. But I do remember. I still like you, my little rabbit.